Welcome to the Pope on Film. I am Bunny Williams, and with me is...
Lately, I've been trying to start the podcast by looking dreamily off to the side. So, like, you're doing, welcome to the Pope on Film, and I'm like, oh, look at how tortured I am looking out into the, oh, hello, podcast family. And I think it works for me.
I think it works.
But I am the Pope in question. My name is Reverend May Lin. I am the founder of the Church of Ed Wood, which is an actual thing worth a Google. When I say worth a Google, that's a reference to Lego Batman, to the yes. Lego Batman movie. And I love that. So, Bunny, first off, let's talk about the big news, the big, huge news. Oh, shoot, my boobs are in the camera. Oh, no, didn't mean that. I bought freaking tapes, Bunny.
Uh-oh, why?
I bought tapes because I've got a stereo. I bought it for $5 at a place called An Occasional Sale. It's here in town. It's the weirdest store in the world. It buys things on consignment. It buys things from, like, consignment sales. Like an old person died. They have all of this stuff. They purchase it, and they put it on sale for super cheap.
Estate
at
sale.
This store. Yeah, it's only open like 3 days a month, too. So, like, the whole town goes to this one weirdo store with a bunch of old things. They have probably the largest assortment of Precious Moments figurines and Beanie Babies that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God.
So I bought a stereo for $5. It has a working cassette player, a working CD player. It's got a radio. It's got speakers. And, like, I made a mixtape. And so I went to a store and I bought two tapes. I found a good store in Oklahoma City that had used stuff. So I got Ani DeFranco's first album. I've really been getting into Ani DeFranco because I am a woman. I am a lesbian, so it's time for me to really embrace my roots. And I got a new cassette.
Okay.
I bought a new unopened cassette that was recently made. Fucking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, the soundtrack, on cassette.
Wow.
It's fucking awesome. They had Guardians 2 and Guardians 3 on cassette, but I got Guardians 2 because I just know these people, you know? ELO and Fleetwood Mac and Parliament and Jay and the Americans. So I bought cassettes. I'm really fucking excited, happy that, you know, cassettes are still a thing. I had so many cassettes growing up that are all freaking gone.
Yeah.
They also had brand new on cassette the Barbie soundtrack.
Really?
And I thought about buying that, but I'm like, no, I'll get that next time. So this is Jeff, the opening segment to this podcast, also known as the Betty White Memorial Podcast segment, brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Download today, or as the kids call it, huh? That's what the kids call it. Oh, the kids call it TBWMPSBTYBRSLDT.
No, we don't.
No, that's what the kids call it in the streets. That's what the kids call it. So I've got an exclusive story in Jeff that you won't hear anywhere else. I'm going to be blowing the lid off of something. This is huge. No, that's my soda. Put that down. But first, the clock is ticking, Bunny.
Yes.
The clock is ticking on this podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant to our eternal doom. Sorry.
Well,
that too.
That too. I just don't get the doomsday clock. And they're like, we've set it to 12:59, 11:59. And then we've set it to 11:59 point and 1 second.
Yeah.
Like how much more room is there on the doomsday clock? You know, I feel like we've been really close to midnight for like decades now.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. So every time the news mentions that the doomsday clock has been moved, and it's like, yeah, okay, I've already lived through this. Freaking whatever. So the clock is ticking on this podcast is what I'm talking about, because it's the end of April right now, and this October we will be celebrating a full decade of America's most unlistened to podcast, The Pope on Film.
Yes.
We will be celebrating a full decade of this show by pulling the plug on it in much the same way I pulled the plug on my good friend Orenthal James.
Yes.
We're good friends. I crashed on his couch for a while. Most of his real friends call him Orange Juice.
Yeah.
So, a good guy. Good guy. And I'm sad, and I know I'm going to be in mourning about it. I love this time that we spent together, and I love you, Bunny. But also, I'm kind of excited now. Like, there's a finish line to the show.
Yeah.
And that's kind of neat. And I've been thinking, like, oh, well, we were going to watch this shitty movie next. I don't want to watch any shitty movies. I want to watch good stuff. I want to get excited. I want to watch movies I haven't seen before and good stuff. And so, you know, suddenly our podcast has a finish line, if that makes sense. So there's just one big question. What are we going to do this summer?
Oh, yeah.
Because I said, shit, I guess we're watching all the Fast and the Furiouses, which we said that we would do for a very long time. But I want our last themed summer. I believe this will be the ninth summer that we've done the theme summers. I'm not entirely sure. I'll have to go through my records to find out. But this is either the eighth or ninth summer where we've done a themed summer. And so I want there to be choice. I want us to have some choices. So what I've done is 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 5 different possibilities for what we might do this summer.
Okay.
5. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain them here. I'm going to cut this bit out, put it like on Facebook and stuff, and I'm going to make a poll, and I'm going to have people vote. And so whatever the results are for our next episode of the podcast, that's what we're doing this summer. All of these are great ideas, except for the Fast and the Furious, but whatever wins, that's what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Okay? So let me explain to you what the options are for our final summer. Summer 2024, the big decision. So here it is. First off, the Summer of Live, which is something we've talked about doing for a while, where we watch all of these Saturday Night Live movies.
Okay.
So, Blues Brothers, Wayne's World 1 and 2, Coneheads, It's Pat, Stuart Saves the Universe, whatever that fucking one was, Stuart Smalley. Unfortunately, Blues Brothers 2000, A Night at the Roxbury, Superstar, which I never saw, The Ladies' Man. I remember there being one funny thing in that movie, and that was it. And MacGruber. There are some, what's the word, ancillary? There are some ancillary SNL movies that we won't be doing. Like, according to fanboys on message boards, Office Space is a Saturday Night Live movie because the Mike Judge cartoon that Office Space was based on, excuse me, I believe you have my stapler, played once on SNL, and so people consider that to be an SNL movie. It's not. Another film that Wikipedia considers Please Don't Destroy the Treasure of Foggy Mountain to be an SNL movie. It's not. just because two SNL people, three SNL people are in a movie doesn't make it an SNL movie. Dewey Cox isn't an SNL movie, even though there's like six. It's a movie. It's a music biography about a musician named Dewey Cox, and he was amazing. Kind of like what? Yes, like Cox Internet, like Cox Cable. Yes. So there's The Summer of Life. That's number one. Number two, The Summer of Almost.
Okay.
This is a real high concept theme for a summer that I came up with. For example, here are some possibilities, but this isn't final. Today, for our first film in the Summer of Almost, we will be watching the legendary film Ben-Hur from the 1950s, starring Charlton Heston. Oh, wait. I downloaded the wrong one. Funny, did you know they made a 2003 animated version of Ben-Hur for children?
Oh, no.
So, like, okay, today we're watching Twilight, the classic story of Bella, who is in love with Edward and their torrid romance. Oh, wait, I downloaded the wrong one. Did you know Paul Newman had a crime movie in the 90s called Twilight? We're watching that, and I've got a shit ton of them. Child's Play, the 1972 okay. Sidney Lumet drama. Frozen, the horror movie about those people stuck in a ski lift.
Okay.
Inside Out, did you know that in 2011, WWE Studios made a shitty PG-13 action comedy starring Triple H, also called Inside Out, and The Avengers, the shitty one with Uma Thurman. So like The Summer of Almost. And so every episode, we think we're going to watch a movie. Oh, we're watching Gladiator, the classic Ridley Scott film. Are you not entertained? Ah, shit, it's the boxing one from the 80s.
Yeah.
It's the Cuba Gooding Jr. film. Ah, shit. Today we're watching Christine, Stephen King's classic book about... Oh, wait. We're watching the 2016 drama Christine. So, The Summer of Almost. That's our second
Yeah, that one I think is a little rough. I like the concept. I think the execution would be painful.
Today we'll be watching Crash, the Oscar award-winning film about... Oh, no, wait. We're watching Crash, the film where James Spader has sex with a... Oh, no, wait. We're watching the 1976 horror film Crash by Charles Band. I've got a bunch. I've got a shit ton.
Wow, okay. I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, I've got like a shit ton. But yeah, there's a Ben-Hur animated film for kids. I haven't seen it, but it's shitty. So then, number three, The Summer of Tim Curry. Now, he's still alive, which I think is rude for us in this podcast.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, if Tim Curry really loved us, then he would make it so that we can do a summer tribute to him, but he's still alive. So this is my concept for The Summer of Tim Curry. Every episode, we pretend like he just died and we give people the reason why he's dead.
Okay.
And it's a different reason every week. I like that idea. Today, we will be watching Congo, featuring Tim Curry, who sadly died in a choking on a marshmallow. You know, like every episode, we come up with a different reason why Tim Curry died.
As an aside, as a bit of a tangent here, though, we should compile a list of people that are probably gonna die before the show is over. Like, Roger Corman is hanging on by a fucking thread. How much longer can that bitch have?
Roger Corman. Yeah, but I thought that The Summer of Tim Curry would be good because, like, we can watch Legend, we can watch It, we can watch fucking Muppet Treasure Island, Rocky Horror Picture Show again. But then he's been in so many things. We could watch Nickelodeon's The Wild Thornberries, the movie. We could watch Burke and Hare. He was in a 2013 film called Ginger Clown.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about. His first, we can watch Pass the Ammo from 1988. Do you remember that film? Because I sure as shit do.
No.
We can watch 1978's The Shout. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't. Yeah, because he's been in fucking everything.
We would have to watch his version of The Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, the third one.
Yeah.
Whatever the third one was, yeah.
We would have to see his Gomez.
Yeah, so that's the third one. So there's The Summer of Life, The Summer of Almost, The Summer of Tim Curry, The Summer of Family, where we watch all of the fucking Fast and the Furious. That's fine. I did watch one of them, the spin-off Hobbs and Shaw, and I found it to be mostly harmless. And then the fifth idea, which I'm really excited about, the idea of The Summer of Taylor Swift. Now, let me explain this. You have no idea what I'm saying, Eleanor. Let me explain it.
I'm not watching Cats again.
No, not at all.
I'm not watching fucking Cats again. I'm not watching Cats again!
Unless you want to. So hear me out. The Summer of Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift lost the rights to, like, her first, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 albums. She completely lost the rights to them. So what she did was she re-recorded them with, you know, and then she made it a bit new. She made the songs better. And so that's why if you go on Spotify or something, then here's this Taylor Swift song. And then here's that same Taylor Swift song. But at the end, it says in parentheses, Taylor's version. So here's The Summer of Taylor Swift. We go back and find our favorite, weirdest movies we've ever done. You and I each take turns picking a movie.
Okay.
And then we do episode 480. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. And then in parentheses, Taylor's version. And not only do we cover that movie again, but we cover the episode that that movie was originally covered in.
Oh.
So, like,
that's
so like
intriguing.
The first, yeah, so the first one that I would pick, easy, no problem. No, not that. No. The one that I would pick is the first movie we saw, The Snow Creature. And then after that, you could pick a movie, and it could be any movie you wanted that we have already done live.
Snow Creature.
What are some of the movies
first?
You like? The Oogie Loves, Swept Away.
Yeah.
Battlefield Earth. There are so many films that
oh,
you
God,
love.
Oh God, yeah.
Fucking Begotten. You remember that?
Begotten. Yes.
Fucking Skinamarink. The movie that doesn't exist. Out of all the movies that exist, that movie exists the least.
Yeah.
That's the best review that I can give for the movie Skinamarink. It's a movie where nothing happens, but it's a movie where nothing happens that will stay in your mind for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
So those are my five ideas. The Summer of Live, The Summer of Almost, The Summer of Tim Curry, The Summer of Taylor Swift, and fucking The Summer of Fam. Those are my ideas. I'm going to be doing a poll that will be going out in the next couple of days, and I'm going to leave it up for like a week, week and a half. Whatever wins, that's what we're doing this summer.
Okay.
Very excited about this. I think that either one would be fun. You know, watching Tim Curry movies, that'd be fun. Watching movies with a slightly different title, that would be fun, would be shit. Who knows? That's the exciting part. Saturday Night Live, I really don't want to do that because most of those movies are shit, but I'd be willing to because it was something that we said we would do. And then the idea of Taylor's, A Summer of Taylor Swift, I like that idea. We can go back and watch some films that we like. And, you know, we can pick whatever we want. Cats, Hubie's Halloween. Oh, no. Sandy Wexler.
Oh.
Fuck, that was it. Fucking Sandy Wexler. Shit. You wanted to fucking kill me after that. That movie sucks. Okay. So, in the next couple of days, we will be posting the poll for you, the audience, to decide what theme we go for this summer. With that out of the way, Bunny.
Yes.
This podcast is about to become fucking historic. Are you ready, Bunny?
I am ready.
Okay. And I hope other people are ready as well. I know that I have said this before, that I have hyped up and wildly oversold shit.
Yes.
That wasn't exciting. But I mean it when I say this. I honestly, sincerely, seriously, literally mean it when I say that this opening, this Jeff, this Betty White Memorial podcast segment brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends, download today, episode 476, kicking off Jeff. We will be kicking off the opening with something that is both historic and a Pope on Film exclusive. A worldwide exclusive. Yes, it is. This is huge. This is massive. This is historic. This is big. It is huge. I'm having you come in here as a guest, and you're trying to undersell this.
I'm not the first person to notice.
What my wife is trying to say is, this is huge news that will no doubt rock the world. Are you ready, Bunny?
I don't think there is a way to be ready for this.
Good point. That's a good point. Well, get ready to stop the presses, America.
Well, my first question, Bunny,
yes.
Do you like Triscuits?
Funny.
Yes.
Do you like Triscuits?
Do I like what?
Triscuits.
Like Triscuits?
Triscuits are good.
Okay.
Well, hold on. I'm still selling a little bit. I've got like a few lines left.
Sure.
Okay. Well, hold on. But this is not my story to tell, which is why I am extremely happy to be bringing on to the Pope on Film podcast a very special guest. She is a writer, an activist, video gamer, mom, a woman with a phenomenal butt, my wife. Round of applause, please, for Tasha. Round of applause. None of the kids are here anymore. But they're all gone. Okay. So, take it away, Natasha.
This is not brand new news. This is just something I came across.
This
and
is huge.
Wanted to share because I found it absolutely fascinating. And it was like, I don't know, 1 a.m. I was high and it was so funny to me.
Okay.
So, Triscuit. I'm going to give credit where credit is due to @SageBoggs on Twitter. I will refuse to call it whatever the fuck they wanted to rename it. So, he was at a party several years ago. He posted this in 2020, by the way, and spotted a box of Triscuits and asked about the word Triscuit and what it means. Clearly, it's based on the word biscuit, right? Has to be. And then there's the word try. What does try mean, Bunny?
Well, in this case, this is more like three, T-R-I.
Yeah. So you think try biscuit. So you think there's like three specific ingredients or something, right? So that's also the consensus that the people at the party came to. Maybe three layers, three ingredients, who knew? And they Googled it, but Google wasn't very helpful. Not very helpful these days anyways. All they want to do is sell you shit. So they didn't have an official answer. And they went straight to the source. They emailed Nabisco. And the response they got, he said, shook them to the core.
Okay.
So This is their response from Nabisco. Thank you for your interest in our Triscuit crackers. No business records survive, which specifically explains the origins or inspiration for the name Triscuit. But we do know the name was chosen as a fun
derivation.
Sure. The word biscuit. The try does not mean three. If you haven't done so already, please add our site to your favorites and visit us again soon. So the try doesn't mean three, but no business records survive. So how do they know that? What happened at the Triscuit factory is the big question.
The people who make Triscuits don't know why Triscuits are named Triscuits.
Yeah.
So, and what happened at the Triscuit factory?
I would be interested if there was a jingle originally for Triscuits. I think that might give us a little more insight.
The jingle,
if it was trying to go along with like something like a Tisket, a Tasket, basket, whatever that song was, something like that.
See, that's what I was thinking. That was my whole thought process. A Tisket, a Tasket, like Triscuit.
Yeah.
The original jingle for it was, try some Triscuits. We know why they're called that, but fuck you.
If you ever wanted to eat wicker, but just didn't have the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Triscuit is for you.
So he says, so no business records survive. What the hell happened to the Triscuit factory? Did the building explode? Did someone run out of the doors and yell, it doesn't mean three, right before perishing in a giant blaze? So they did some sleuthing online. And I do have these very same advertisements. And I would love for them to be posted with the whatever wrap-up that you've got going on. But in the advertisements, it shows a waterfall.
Click it and put it up, and that should be good. 10-minute warning.
10-minute warning.
Aha, oh. I beat you.
They're all on my computer. I thought I put them here.
Oh, are these just screenshots?
No. I have the actual ads, but they are on my computer. I thought I put them on my phone.
Okay.
But they're not on my phone.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
So let me pull it up what I can. How's that sound? Do it Google. Anyways, so the advertisement will
roll and it'll be there.
I'm scrolling. What do you want me to do with this?
Gosh. Okay.
Okay.
Where's the.
We got a 10-minute warning here, love.
I know.
What are we going? Crap. What are we doing? Huh? 10-minute warning. 10-minute. Here. Do this. Found it. Nope. Still not doing it. Motherfucker. I hate Twitter. Twitter sucks ass. I want you all to know that. Anyways.
Don't
so,
you mean X?
No, it's Twitter. It will always be Twitter.
Thank you. I was right.
Anyways, so I can't click this right now. Maybe I can make it bigger. Yes, I can. See that beautiful Niagara Falls?
Yes.
Right there with the Triscuits and all the electricity and the beautiful, beautiful scenery. Okay. So it says Baked by Electricity, the natural food company at Niagara Falls. So in the early 1900s, Triscuit was run out of Niagara Falls and their big selling point was being baked by electricity. They were the only food on the market prepared by this 1903 process. Look at the light. He says, look at the lightning bolts. And that's when it clicked for him. Electricity biscuit.
Okay.
Electricity biscuit. So it's a Triscuit means electricity biscuit. It's a Triscuit.
Okay.
Instead of electricity biscuit. And then he said that we did it, folks, because Triscuit responded. We had to go all the way up the ladder, but we can confirm. So Triscuit is short or a combination of electricity biscuit because it was the only thing cracker that was cooked by electricity at the time.
So now if
a 1903 process, Bunny.
So now if you really want to be a hipster and you're at the supermarket, oh look, electricity biscuits.
But like I said, obviously I'm not the first person to know this. Several when this guy like did all this digging, some real Jeff level digging.
Okay, but this opens up so many more questions.
So many more. What happened? Because he doesn't explain that in the post. I want to know what happened to the.
So I guess we can assume they are no longer baking Triscuits with electricity, or they remember why it was named fucking Triscuit.
Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. It was a new process then. So, but why wouldn't you'd have to change
but
the name?
But are they continuing the process now? Are they still cooking Triscuits with electricity?
Somebody get a hold of this guy and tell him that we need him to ask Nabisco if they still use electricity. Because he's already got a relationship.
Ding Dongs are originally a candy called Dings, and they were originally made, they would stir the batter with their penises, which is why they're called Ding Dongs.
Uh-huh.
I got more.
And if they stopped cooking them with electricity, when and why? Like, did just somebody walk into the factory one morning and be like,
"Well,
what the fuck are we doing?"
My question is,
we have an oven.
What happened to the factory, and was whatever happened related directly to the electricity? Because if it was, that would explain why. If they changed the process, they changed it.
Yeah.
So the electricity they used to make Triscuits caused the factory to burn down.
And then they stopped using
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense in my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes perfect sense.
Okay.
So, to be clear,
are we also saying
now officially calls it electricity biscuits?
Are we also saying that Triscuits predate toast?
No, because you can toast bread with fire.
Fire.
So like were we cooking Triscuits first and then we were like, hey.
No. Well,
for toast.
Maybe somebody was like, I could take this technology with this brand new electricity thing in 1903 and slap it into a small box. Shove some bread in it.
I am way too sober for this conversation you two are having.
Get on our level.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Where's the bag?
Hey, look at this bitch. She's over here sober.
Yeah. But Triscuits. Who knew?
Well, this guy
not did. Even the makers of Triscuits knew.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
They had to call John J.
Fascinating.
Triscuits.
That was like a shap. Yeah.
It was. It was a nap.
Nap.
It was a nap. It was a nap. Nap.
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah. So it was a nap.
Yeah.
I don't believe that letter should be silent. I believe all letters matter.
Yeah.
Why are we silencing letters?
For those images of the advertisements, I pulled up an advertisement for Lucky Strikes. And it was such a fat-shaming advertisement. It was like, next time you're craving, reach for a Lucky Strike. And it shows an image of a slightly see-through fat man. And then it shows the same guy, but slimmer. And his hair is different and everything. Yeah. And he's like running and he's all slender. And yeah, and then at the bottom, it has an asterisk. It says, we are not saying that Lucky Strikes will reduce flesh. We're saying grab a Lucky Strike next time you have a craving.
Hey.
Shit. I was like,
cigarettes as appetite suppressants. Wow.
And why did they stop? Why are they discussing how, like, they're all focused on women body issues. Look at you motherfuckers in the smoking industry shaming men and fat shaming their bodies. That's so fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's been Jeff and Historic Jeff. I want to thank our guest, Tasha, for joining us in this very special Betty White Memorial podcast segment brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. Download today. Did you learn, Bunny?
I learned. I did. I feel a lot more educated. I feel a lot more aware of my surroundings. Yes.
I was originally going to start the podcast discussing products that have different names in different countries.
Oh, yeah, which is so frustrating, Bunny.
Yeah.
Smarties are called rockets in Canada.
You know what Three Musketeers are called? In what?
England.
England?
No.
Milky Way?
Yeah.
Milky Way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait until next time.
Well, then what do they call a Milky Way?
Mars.
They call it a Mars bar.
They call it a Royale with cheese.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all fucked up.
Yeah. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I love you very much. Okay. So we are going to wrap this up. We are going to take a break. And then after this, we're going to be diving into this movie. We're going to be talking about the menu, the fetishization of a-hole chefs. We're going to be talking about why Tony Danza's a dumbass. It's going to be J.K. Rowling. It's going to be very heated. But first, maybe we should take a break. Shouldn't we take a break?
We should take a break.
All right. We will be right back with more of The Pope on Film after this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, I didn't get cut off this time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Skitty-poppa-do-wow. And break.